Dear Adam Sandler, there's something special going on with you. These days, millennials are constantly aching for new and fresh ideas. With that being said, your constant arsenal of regurgitated movies on streaming networks is exactly what I'm looking for. Just keep doing what you're doing. Same cast, same plot, different holiday. Maybe sprinkle in a cameo from an NHL player that nobody knows. Most people won't notice Zdeno Chara's one-liner about being tall, but hey, I will. Your commitment to being consistent is admirable, and I'm all for it. I love you. P.S. Hubie Halloween is a masterpiece, and I need a sequel. Stat.
That wasn't that short. That was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Welcome to the Show Bake Podcast. This is our first episode of our
What Just Happened
series, right?
That was amazing.
Jesse on the piano live.
Live.
Now I have to keep it there.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. But this is going to be our series called the Deer Series, where we're going to pick a person, place, thing. We're going to talk about it, and we're going to write it letters, and you're going to hear it in that format right there.
That's right.
She'll Bake Venison.
She'll Bake Venison Series, because deer.
Deer.
Ah.
I'm all for it.
I'm here for it.
We're talking about Adam Sandler, and if you haven't gotten my point in your head... I'm all for him. Here's the thing with Adam Sandler. He has so much freaking money that he's just doing what he's doing.
He don't care.
That's right. He's like LeBron James. He's just playing with whoever he wants. It don't matter. He's proved himself.
Okay, I agree wholeheartedly.
Adam Sandler is the man I strive to be. He's made so many good movies, has so much money, and still walks around in basketball shorts and a sweatshirt.
That's right.
Humble.
I wonder if anybody...
Adam Sandler in one word.
Humble.
It's humble.
It's humble. I wonder if Jesse has any differing opinions.
The reason I suggested Adam Sandler first is because my opinion is just... It feels so...
Wrong.
Teeters. I'm a teeter-tottery for me. Like, I like Adam Sandler, but then there's so many times I put on an Adam Sandler movie that I haven't seen, possibly, like when he did the Netflix things, and I went in excited, and then I come out just vastly disappointed. Because it's to your point, I feel like my opinion is almost like he's like an impressive mediocrity, where... He's too comfortable. He can just copy, paste, print, and release, and it doesn't matter. Where that is impressive, that you can get yourself to that point, because you make money either way. But as a fan, you're open for disappointment there.
Okay, I'm gonna stop you right there.
Okay,
you're wrong, because Adam Sandler is the fast food of the entertainment business, okay? You are going into McDonald's, and you're going to get a Big Mac, and you're going to get some McNuggets and some fries and a Shamrock Shake, and you know what you're getting.
Healthy order.
You know what you're getting, and that's exactly what I want. When I sit down to watch an Adam Sandler movie, I want him to make funny noises.
When you go to McDonald's, do they ask you how you want your burger?
No.
No. They know how you're getting your burger. There's no point in asking.
I understand the point you're making, and I don't entirely disagree. But you're telling me you've never... I know what your counterpoint's going to be, what I'm going to say. I'm going to say it anyways.
Shut up.
You've never been disappointed by an Adam Sandler movie.
100%.
Oh, yeah. I've been disappointed by an Adam Sandler movie.
I disagree with the McDonald's reference. Adam Sandler is the Chipotle of movie makers.
Okay.
Sometimes your burrito is really sloppy and you hate it. And you can tell that it's really sloppy because you see it. Other times it's really tight and put together and it's the best thing you've ever had.
But regardless of what kind of burrito you're getting, you know damn well you're coming back for more.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to eat it, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
Because you paid for it, right?
What's the best Adam Sandler movie? What's the best burrito?
Hubie Halloween.
Is that really your answer?
That's my favorite Adam Sandler movie. I'm not saying it's the best.
Are we going like comedic or serious? Because Adam Sandler can do it all.
He can do it all.
Have you seen Click?
He's a Swiss Army man.
I just said, what's the best Adam Sandler movie?
I agree with Joel. So my favorite Adam Sandler movie is Hubie Halloween. There's no doubt. But the best Adam Sandler movie is, I think, hands down, Happy Gilmore.
I'd put it up Happy Gilmore or Billy Madison. And then Uncut Gems is like the Adam Sandler movie that is probably like the best directed and best acted.
I don't know. He's got some other really good ones.
I'd say Big Daddy's probably my favorite.
Big Daddy's top tier.
The Wedding Singer.
The Wedding Singer is a good one.
What's that?
Jack and Jill.
What's the one you were just talking about?
Little Nicky.
Little Nicky?
No, not... Well. Yeah,
oh, Little that Nicky's. What a masterpiece. Masterclass. Yeah.
Jesse, you're telling me you've never laughed at any of these movies?
You never lasted during the Adam Sandler movie?
Have you ever stopped an Adam Sandler movie?
Yes.
Because it was so bad.
Yes, so you're not going to like my answer.
What movie? I swear to God, if it's Hubie Halloween.
I have not finished Hubie Halloween.
Why don't we pause here and read another letter? Let's read another letter. How about that?
Mine's pretty similar to Joel's.
Are we reading another letter?
Wait, we're just going to cut into it?
What do you mean cut into it?
Let's discuss Hubie Halloween real quick.
I feel like I should just read my letter before we talk about Hubie Halloween.
Is it about Hubie Halloween?
It's mentioned.
Let's go. Transition. Piano music.
Jesse, why don't you just cut and paste your piano that you played for Joel?
I can, but they're kind of like sensitive now to
how I was reading it.
Yes.
Okay, just
go ahead. It'd be like the same thing.
I could just do a cappella. Do, 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 do.
Hold on, wait, stop for a second. Are you going to read and play for yours at the same time?
No, I'll get you a good-minded post.
Let him warm up a little bit. Dear Adam Sandler, I wrote you, but you still ain't calling. I left my cell, my pager, and my home phone at the bottom. I gotta tell you, if I had a gun to my head and had to give you some advice about making better movies, I'd be shot, because your movies are the gold standard. I one day hope to get all my buddies together and screw around to make money. Hubie Halloween's my favorite movie of all time. I watch it almost every night while I go to sleep. If I had a suggestion, your next movie should be about a charity basketball tournament. The best part of Grown Ups was the pickup game at the end. Plus, Shaq could be in it. Anyways, I hope you get this, man. Hit me up soon enough. Your greatest mate. This is Nate.
This is incredible.
All right. I agree. That was good.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, now that he knows Shaq from Hubie Halloween.
He doesn't know Shaq from Hubie Halloween. He was in Grown Ups, too.
Oh, that's true, too. Was he in Grown Ups?
Yes.
Grown Ups 2? Or Grown Ups 2 2?
He was in Grown Ups 2.
I still don't know.
He was in Grown Ups 2. I don't remember if he was in Grown Ups 1. I don't think he was.
He wasn't in Grown
Ups. He was in Grown Ups 2.
I did not see Grown Ups 2. That's probably
Grown Ups 2, they had the house party. I think it was a Halloween party.
It was. Well,
Can we get Hubie Halloween on the soundboard?
100%. We should, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you've never finished it, so.
Well, okay.
Burn the child.
Burn him. Burn him.
We should. Okay. If that's a sound clip, yes, we should. But my point of Hubie Halloween is I'm not a big fan of the Adam Sandler voice.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So it's not necessarily that I thought Hubie Halloween is a bad concept, because I did like, I can only tolerate that.
But do you think, what is it? Do you think Hubie Halloween would be such a masterclass as it is now if he didn't do the voice? Hmm. Like if it just went in with a regular Adam Sandler voice.
How about I counter you with, if that was the first time he did that character, I think it would be different for me.
He's never done that character before.
What?
No. Halloween is upon us.
I mean, not the character, the voice. Like,
Bally Valentine. Stage of the free breakfast. Rocky Balboa style.
So, I think I'm in between everyone here on how I feel about Hubie Halloween. Like, I don't know if I love it or I hate it.
Okay.
You hate to love it.
Yeah. Because
you don't hate it.
On one point, I kind of agree with Jesse about the voice, but on the other point, it has its moments where when it hits.
It slaps.
And I loved the ongoing gag of his canteen.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, the Swiss Army canteen. The thermos. Yeah. And I'm not going to lie. I mean, Adam Sandler has made some stinkers.
Yeah.
Like, Jack and Chill was not good. What was
Sandy Wexler was awesome.
What's that one about my boy? That's my boy.
I think that
was that a movie? Called.
Yeah.
But you're forgetting, like, what about those, like, early rom-coms that he did, like, 50 First Dates?
That was a good movie.
That's a great movie.
Oh,
Spam and Reese's.
Oh, I actually enjoyed Click.
Click was good, yeah. Click was I like great. Click, too. What was the one he did with all those Jennifer Aniston movies?
Mm-hmm.
Just Go With It?
Just Go With It.
Leprechaun.
That new one where they're on the boat? It's like a murder mystery.
Leprechaun 2.
I don't think was he in that?
No.
Is that a 1990? Oh, was that the piano?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's my phone.
Oh.
Rogue.
I thought I put this on silent. That was weird.
Burn him.
All right. What's the worst Adam Sandler movie?
Jack and Jill.
Sandy Wexler.
I haven't seen Sandy Wexler.
Okay, but, yeah. So that's you've seen.
Okay. I can't answer that because as of right now, I can't think of a movie. Okay. So my gut wants to say Grown Ups, the first one, but it's not that bad.
You know, it's not really
when you watch that movie as like a cinema experience, it's a shit movie. But when you watch it and you're like, it's just him and his buddies having fun, it's a great movie.
Well, yeah. You know it's not a good movie is Little Nicky. It's not
Shut your mouth.
That's like on the level of Tenacious D in The Pick of Destiny.
I'm going to hit you in the face with a shovel.
But what I'm saying is, it's not a good movie, but it's amazing, right?
I thought it was a good movie.
Because it's such a fucking weird movie.
No, it's a great movie.
It's really amazing.
Good.
Yeah, it's great. Concept's great. It's never been done.
Did you just change my Coke and the Pepsi? You're damn right I did.
What's your least favorite movie then, Jess? Adam Sandler movie, that is. Don't say Hubie Halloween.
It was one of his recent Netflix movies that I also turned off. Where
did he do the voice?
It actually might have been Sandy Wexler, because I feel like he was like an agent in it.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that was Sandy Wexler.
You'll have that, though.
Funny People he was in.
He was in Funny People.
That's probably my least favorite.
Well, I think that's another movie that he was just doing whatever, because he'd already established himself, and he was just like, let's make a movie where I can just do whatever I want.
Well, yeah, Funny People, like, wasn't funny, and it just turned into, like, this really depressing movie that wasn't really organized that well.
Right. When you hear a movie that's being released called Funny People with Adam Sandler, you're probably expecting it to be like some kind of comedy. Mm-hmm. Where maybe it's just we have to manage our expectations a little bit.
Like, it wasn't like Click, where Click started out funny.
Yeah.
And then got real serious and was real well done. Funny People was just kind of depressing.
From the get-go.
And kind of boring at the same time.
That makes sense.
So I need to watch some of these movies because, wow. Just wow. Some of these I've never even heard of.
Yeah, but the point is, for every Jack and Jill, Sandy Wexler, you have your Billy Madisons, mm-hmm. your uncut gems. And I feel like that more than balances out. And what actor hasn't made a bad movie?
All right, time for Darren's letter.
Ryan Gosling.
You ready, Darren?
Yeah. Play me in. Dear Adam Sandler, the world needs you right now more than ever. It's time to make another drama-filled, nail-biting epic, like Uncut Gems. Yes, I'm talking about The Waterboy 2. The world could use some high-quality H2O right now. And we'd also like to see Vicky Valancourt's boobies. I don't care what the plot is. He could be in the NFL, XFL, or Nerf Football League. Just make it happen. Also, let me know when you and Chris Rock are going to jump Will Smith, because After Earth sucked. Lastly, if you could be on our podcast, but as Little Nicky, we'd greatly appreciate it. Please get back to me at your soonest availability. Love, your best friend, Darian.
Couldn't you argue that The Longest Yard is the sequel to Billy Matt, the Water Boy?
I could.
He like grew up and he became an NFL Dropped star the list. No. under a new name.
No, because he was a quarterback in The Longest Yard and he was a linebacker in The Water Boy.
It's all the same.
Doesn't make sense.
It's all the same. If you're a quarterback, you can kick.
And The Longest Yard is the sequel to The Longest Yard.
Paul Crewe. Mm-hmm. That was his name. Mm-hmm. So, little fun fact there.
I just want to, real quick, just read some movies off that we forgot to mention, because I feel like we forgot about them. And just some real bangers here. Okay, I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
Yep.
Oh, that was good.
It's a circle.
That to me was, that movie was sort of cringe.
Yeah, I feel like that movie didn't age too well.
No, it did not age too well. There are a lot of, don't say gay in that movie. It's just, yeah, it's a lot in there.
Yeah,
Mr. Deeds.
Ooh,
yes.
Yeah.
It was a great movie. Also, a serious movie that I really want you all three to watch.
Spanglish. If you haven't
seen it. It's called Rain Over Me.
I've seen that.
It's a very good, serious mm-hmm. Adam Sandler movie. Don Cheadle is in it. Okay.
Wow.
It's about Adam Sandler and his family who died on 9/11. Well, Adam Sandler didn't die on 9/11, but his family did, and he's like struggling to get over their losses.
Does he play violin or something?
I don't remember.
I think you're thinking about the Jamie Foxx movie where he's violin genius.
I have
with
seen
Robert Downey Jr.
Yes.
That movie's great.
I have seen Rain Over Me, though, and it is very good.
Also, let's just mention that Adam Sandler is worth $420 million.
Just blaze.
Respectable. Oh, 420. Got it.
Meme numbers.
Yeah, you'll have that.
Just what a guy.
All right, if you could only watch... Oh, wait, no, you're going to say it. Never mind. All right, before Hubie Halloween, was there a movie... Like, for me, I used to watch Mr. Deeds, like, just before bed. It would be my, like, teenage...
Yeah, I'm that's exactly Hubie Halloween for me.
Right, yeah, so, I figured.
So I literally said that in my letter to him.
My very first day in college, I was there like 2 weeks early because they let all the black kids show up first.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
And I'm there, and my room's not even set up, and I just have the TV. And that night after the ice cream social, I watched The Waterboy. And that was one of my first college memories. Wow. It was amazing.
Darian, stop crying.
I can't. The Water Boy empowers me
to
love my mama and to speak for what I know is right. We all know why alligators are angry. It ain't because of their Amdula Amagata.
It's because it took what's-his-face's arm.
It's because it got all them teeth took his and hand. No toothbrush. Oh.
There's not really much else I can say.
I think before Hubie Halloween, I didn't really have my go-to Adam Sandler movie. It was probably 50 First Dates.
50 First Dates we watched a lot.
Yeah.
See, there's so many. So, like...
Yeah, there's a lot of dates.
Yeah.
It's 50 of them.
Mr. Deeds was a good one. Waterboy.
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy and Mr. Deeds were my two
Big
go-tos.
Daddy's a great movie.
It really is.
Hip-Hop Anonymous?
Hip-Hop Anonymous? Why you give him all the easy ones?
But I wipe my own ass. That's what I say every time somebody breaks up with me. I sit there, but I wipe my own ass.
Good God.
All right, Jesse, I think
it's time for my letter.
Time for
your letter.
Okay, so I got to pretend the music's going
on. I'll play for this one.
I was
Trying to play clocks.
Didn't play work. Some clown music because Jesse's opinion is trash.
Pretend the music's there, but we'll put it in
post. Here, Joel's going to play guitar.
Play Hurt by Johnny Cash. Oh, fuck.
All right, ready?
Yes.
Dear Adam Sandler, I feel like you'd be a cool dude to hang out with. Like, we could drink and play guitar by a fire, and I'd laugh at the first song you play and then kind of just laugh through my nose for the rest. You shouldn't stop making movies, but maybe try harder when you're writing them. Not every character has to sound like Billy Madison or Happy Gilmore or The Waterboy or Booby. You get my point. Keep doing your thing. I do enjoy it. Just do it a little bit better. Appreciate the footprint you have in Hollywood and stop taking advantage of it. I like your friends, but David Spade isn't funny, nor will I ever be convinced that he's a ladies' man you try to portray him to be. Sincerely, Jesse.
For the record, Hubie Halloween's name is not Hubie Halloween. It's Hubert Schubert Dubois.
What happened? What I really love about opinions is that sometimes they can be wrong.
And most of the time, Jesse's are.
And that one is one of these times.
You'll have that.
I loved his letter. Dear Adam Sandler, let's hang out. But I'm going to proceed to backhand compliment you for the rest of this.
I mean, that's what friends are for, though, right? Right?
Yeah. I don't want you to stop making movies, but I just want you to try harder.
Try harder, yeah. Could you imagine if I just went up to you, Nate, and be like,
Jesse, what's your net worth to be giving advice to Adam Sandler?
Nate, you're a really good brother, but if you could just try harder, man.
My net worth is currently connected to how many Patreons we have.
Oh, good segue here. Good segue. Good
you
segue.
Mean I have. You're all my children.
I love you.
Real quick, I just wanted to add one thing.
Speaking of the mic.
It just kind of upsets me that you would say those things about Adam Sandler.
What did I say? I didn't say anything like bad.
Try harder. See, here's the thing. Adam Sandler can't try harder because as soon as he starts to try, then people are going to start judging his movies.
Look at his like recent catalog.
No, I think they already did that.
I don't think people are. I hear in a lot of news about like Snyder Cut stuff like that.
Snyder Cut.
You're like,
a little bit behind.
Yeah, I know. But
I want the Hubie Cut.
I'm still hearing. things about it and how. Josh Whedon's version is just so bad.
Josh.
Yeah, Josh.
And it's just like, can you, if Adam Sandler really tried, and you know, when he does try, he lands hits like so, right over
he,
me
hits,
and Uncut Gems. And mm-hmm. So.
The Water Boy.
He was trying back then and he hit. Yeah, he hit good. So like, you want him to try harder. Well. He's already got some stuff where he tried, and then he has the stuff where he's just like, I'm having fun. I'm here with my boys, Chris Rock, David Spade. David Spade is funny. Happy, how dare you?
Happy learned how to putt.
I'm talking like recently, like his recent, he made that deal with Netflix and nothing was good.
Hubie Halloween.
I know. Hubie Halloween.
Uncut Gems is on Netflix.
That's not an Adam Sandler movie, though. It's a movie Adam Sandler was in.
He's the lead star in the movie.
I'm talking about what he wrote.
Have you
I said
seen
that in my
Uncut
letter.
Gems?
I said it in my letter. The ones but that he writes.
You don't get to take away Uncut Gems
I
from
didn't.
Adam Sandler.
I didn't.
Hold on real quick.
I did.
Acknowledge him.
I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Tommy Wiseau needs to be in the next Adam Sandler movie.
How's your sex life?
I would love to see a Tommy Wiseau Adam Sandler collaboration.
My favorite customer. That's me.
Oh, hi, doggy.
Oh, hi, doggy. That'll be $20. Keep that change.
Happens so fast. So fast. QB versus Tommy Wiseau.
You're tearing me apart, Lisa! Have we said everything about Adam Sandler what we need to say?
I can't tell if Nate's distracted or if he's looking something up.
There's a movie called Pixels I haven't seen.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's not a good one.
When aliens intercept video feeds of classic arcade games and misinterpret them as declaration of war, they attack Earth.
Yeah, you'd think that'd be great, but it's not.
No, because they don't, like, they literally come down as, like, Galaga and Centipede. It's not just, like, the humans want some, so we're coming down.
Donkey Kong throwing barrels and stuff.
Yeah.
You'll have that, though.
The Cobbler. Also seems to be a bad movie. 5.8 out of 10.
Any final advice for Adam Sandler? I think we'd all give different advice, but...
Just real quick, some a one-liner advice for Adam Sandler. Joel, start us off. Don't worry, we'll cut all this out.
Shit. QB Halloween 2.
What are you calling it? Just Hubie Halloween 2?
Hubie Halloween 2.
Spookaloo Boogaloo.
The Freakquel.
The Freakquel.
It's about how he turned into Hubie Halloween. Or Hubie, or how he became, yes.
All right, Jesse.
I'd pitch Big Daddy 2. Like, he's the same age. He's his age now, and the little guy's grown up, and they, you know, it's about where they're at.
That movie pitch sucks. You want Adam Sandler to do better?
I was put on the spot, man.
Like the song by Curtis Mayfield, Keep On Keeping On, Adam. Do it to it. It's not part of the song.
Not part of the song. Darren.
Mine's is pretty close to Nate. Keep that three-pointer sharp. Keep living your best life. And I would love a Hubie Halloween too.
The Freakquel.
Don't fix it if it hasn't broken yet.
Or no, it's kind of like the microwave that you got to smack to keep working. No,
it's kind of like the microwave that you put in some ramen noodles and it gives you a steak. That's what Adam Sandler's putting out nowadays.
Damn.
I know, right?
Jesse's opinions are like cats.
They're wrong.
All right, check out our Patreon. Be involved with us.
$3. What's $3?
That's the sugar baby tier to just show us that you love us.
$3 ain't even a gallon of gas anymore.
No, it's not. But then, you know, if you're going to donate $3, you might as well get the Dragon Lady tier at $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
So,
where we will fly you out here and pay for your surgery to become a dragon.
It's the least we could do.
If you want to go on Patreon and let's just search She'll Bake.
Yep.
You'll find us. It's got a nice little cake on it.
She will bake.
Check out the tiers. See how you can interact with us. Be involved with us.
We're going to read the tiers again real quick.
Do you want to?
Yeah, might as well. I mean, keep the people informed.
$5 tier. You can introduce our episodes like you've been hearing. $10 tier. We'll shout everybody out. And you can send us direct ideas you want us to talk about. $10 tier, or no, $20 tier is every month. If you're on that list, we will do a live Q&A session with every single one of you. You have your chance to interact with us, talk with us, and then you will also get an opportunity to be part of a live recording session. We'll post it on Twitch. We'll have the comments up, and then you can be live on that feed, be shout out in the episode.
That's the fully baked tier.
Yes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And the more fan involvement we have on the show, that's less time Jesse has to spout his trash opinions.
Trash. Sure.
Burn him!
I like trash. It's like Joss.
But yeah. Wrong. Until next time, bakers.
10 a.m. sitting down, thinking how did this happen? Yeah, it's been a couple months since our last interaction. We're on the corner of the street, wet my face with a napkin. Cause nowadays I try to hide as much as possible after just about everything we've been through. I noticed our friendship isn't exactly what you planned for us in terms of our present. Then again, it's kinda funny that I'm here to confess it. You always said you had to wave a flag to get my attention. And that's something I've been trying to handle better, in fact. About the only reason I'm here is following that. Highly probable you showed up, you having my back with something constantly improved. You were phenomenal at. I swallow in gas, but take hold of this bottle of cap. My only explanation is to say I'm off my path. I was lost for a minute there, I'm sorry for that. No other options running.